Hello and welcome to the ARC and TCS Sustainability Video Podcast. I'm Larry O'Brien. I'm Vice President of Research here at ARC Advisory Group. And I have with me here today Shuman Mahalanobis, who's Director of Product Management for Tata Consultancy Services, otherwise known as TCS. And good morning, Shuman. It's good to see you again.
Good morning, Larry. Great to talk to you again, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. I think we're going to have a really good podcast today, because today we're talking about a lot of the challenges that are facing end users today related to this large trend of sustainability, which we at ARC are following through our Energy Transition and Industrial Sustainability team, which I happen to be a member of. And Shuman, why don't you just give me a brief description of what you do at TCS before we go ahead and start talking about the issues?
Thanks, Larry. So I'm part of a product management team in Digital Software and Solutions Unit of TCS. And what we focus as a unit is bringing AI and ML in the hands of business users through our software. And we have two principal software in our portfolio. One focuses on customer analytics domain. We call that customer intelligence and insights. And the other is in smart city and enterprise domain, which we call as intelligent urban exchange. And that's what would be our main focus here, how intelligent urban exchange, in short, we call that IUX, addresses the sustainability challenges that we see our enterprise customers grappling with, and how we are assisting them in their implementations.
Thanks, Shuman. And I know IUX is not a new offering. We talked about this a couple of years ago during our Smart City Focus podcast on IUX for workplace resilience. And certainly today, sustainability is the watchword of the day. I mean, everybody's faced with all these sustainability challenges. And I think it's becoming a large technology issue right now, right? What technologies can I use to help me through this sustainability journey? And we're going to talk about a lot of that today. But I think a good way to start is to talk about the needs of enterprises that are related to sustainability. So what I'd like to ask you is, what's your view at TCS about some of the primary issues surrounding sustainability needs of enterprises, and why these enterprises are so aggressively pursuing these sustainability initiatives right now?
Sure, Larry. So if we look into some of the drivers that's causing this, right? And the first is, of course, regulatory. I mean, we have almost all major countries coming up with regulations that are requiring enterprises to report on their sustainability metrics. We have CSRD from European Union coming in force this year, 2023. And we also have in the US, ACC has already published their recommendations on reporting around climate risk and their impacts on financial metrics for organizations. It's now open for public opinion, but should come in phases of implementation in this year itself. So, and it's not just US and EU, as we were talking of. Almost all major countries and economies now have regulations that requires organizations to report. So regulatory requirement is a big driver, of course. But while we are talking of that, there's also a growing trend of consumers becoming more and more conscious about their green choices and sustainability becoming part of their day in life.
So before you continue, Shuman, I'd like to just pull up a slide that's going to illustrate some of these points that you're talking about here right now. So I'll just pull that up right now, and hopefully we can see this okay. Talk about some of these primary issues surrounding sustainability.
Sure. So we just talked about the regulatory ask and the requirements that enterprises are going through. But just on coupled with that is the growing consumer demand towards sustainability and green choices in their day in life. And that is a big trend, especially with the millennials and the new generations coming in. And it also dovetails into some of the corporate strategic decisioning and some of the key branding and positioning aspects that enterprises are looking into while blending into the sustainability demand from consumers. And that is where we are looking at enterprises adopting sustainability in a big way as part of their strategic priority, and also enrich their products and services towards more sustainable choices. So that's the third driver up there. And linked to that is, of course, investor demand. ESG funding, ESG investments have been on the upmove for the last few years, and it's slated to be almost $50 trillion by 2025. So there's, of course, a big capital and an investment driver there as well. But if you really look into some of the enterprises, while various enterprises would be in their various stages of maturity, but some of the enterprises, and especially the vanguards, are looking across all these factors in terms of regulation and compliance, in terms of consumer demand, in terms of strategic brand priorities, and also investor demand, to bring it all together into their common strategic theme and looking into all these aspects as core part of their enterprise strategy. So that is where we look into some of the leaders who are adopting sustainability choices as well. So these would be roughly the top five drivers that we are seeing across various customer interactions and common programs that we are running together.
Yeah, I have to say, I agree with you. I don't think we at ARC have ever seen such a strong demand to drive sustainability into corporate culture. And I think, you know, these sustainability initiatives really do affect the bottom line too. And they can have a big impact on the financial success of these corporations and our end user clients right now. So I'm going to stop sharing that briefly and go on to the next question here. And really, what in your view are some of the key challenges that are faced by organizations in responding to these key challenges right now, right? Everybody wants to do the right thing, but they may not have, you know, the tool sets and the skills necessary to do that. So what are some of those challenges in your mind?
Sure. And we are seeing this as we are working with our customers across industries. I mean, be it an automotive manufacturer or a chemical industry or even outside of manufacturing as well. Some of the common denominators in those challenges are, first, the data. Because if we look into sustainability and various categories of the UN SDG goals, the data is diverse and locked into various silos, some within the organization, some within the partner and supplier organizations as well. So getting hands around that gamut of data, and especially which are locked into the data silos, is one of the definite challenges that we are seeing. That being there, the second aspect, even if you get the data on, currently to get the data, convert it into some of the initial reporting requirements as required by regulation is a very manually intensive and humongous task. And that is causing a lot of challenges for enterprises in terms of getting to the assurance of those reports, getting the data right for those reports, and ensuring that those reports are available as per the reporting frequencies that are needed. So that is causing a lot of additional effort and manual intense involvement towards that. So that's the second challenge. The third is around, even if you do that, at the end of the day, it needs to come together towards a sustainability decisioning, because most organizations are signing up towards their net zero goals. Now, just reporting on those sustainability is not going to be enough. You actually need support through insights to make the right sustainable choices and select the right green projects, which not just look into your emissions and even sustainability goals, but also looks into overall margin and the profitability of the enterprise that you talked about, Larry. So while we see customers, of course, in their initial stages of adoption towards reporting and regulatory adoption, but at the same time, the bigger challenge we see is how do you bring it together into your decisioning process, where it becomes part of your operational planning and strategic decisioning, where you're getting the sufficient insights to make the right choices on green projects and work towards more managed achievement of net zero goals, rather than trying to go through the processes by themselves. So that is the second bit of challenge. And the third, I would say, is how do you bring it all together as part of your enterprise risk framework? How do you bring it together in your operational planning? And how do you really close loop from your reporting to risk to sustainable decisions, and then take the learning back into your processes and operations? So the journey right now is very fractured. The regulation is also emerging. So there are shifts in terms of the standards being applied and the asks that are coming through. But more importantly, once we go through the standardization of reporting and all that, the greater need would be in providing sufficient insight and decisioning capability, which would help close loop that entire journey towards more sustainable choices and reduction of emissions and even achievement of sustainability goals that organizations are signing up. So these would be the broad challenges, I would say. Again, just to summarize, data in silos, the manual intensive work that is currently there in preparing for those reports, that goes coupled with the assurance and auditability that needs to be there. Third is the decisioning capability that is needed to select right green choices. And the fourth would be in terms of close looping that all that process into a simple, manageable endeavor in terms of linking net zero goals to the data, to the decisions that goes through.
Yeah, that's the key, right? Is turning data into actionable information, actually allowing these end users to make intelligent decisions. And I think it's interesting that we've had a lot of these same challenges in the manufacturing sector, you know, over the past couple of decades too. And when we've managed to overcome those challenges, and I know we have a broad set of technologies that allow us to address these challenges today. And that leads me into my next question here, which is basically, what is TCS doing, you know, to address these challenges, and how are you using your technology and your expertise as an enabler for the end users to address these challenges?
Yeah. So as I started off saying, Larry, we are essentially focused on bringing AI ML in hands of business users and embedding as part of their day-to-day decisioning process. So what we are doing here to address the challenges that I talked about are mainly around four dimensions, and I'll take one by one. The first one is around IUX provides a digital spine, which allows us to model sustainability requirements and provides us a way where we can connect to the source systems, and using IUX, even enterprises can connect to their supplier networks, but together with suppliers and their partners, they can source the data onto the common digital spine, using which then the further automation upstream can be done towards reporting, towards providing extensible reporting framework, which are aligned to global standards like GRI, SASB and others, and even adopt to the emerging regulations. Some of the new markets are coming with newer reports. I talked about CSRD. In India, there are BRSR reports and so on. So that is the first part, which is establishing the digital spine and automating the reporting requirements that are there. The second part is what I was talking of in terms of the decisioning capability that you can then do on top of the data that it comes through. Now, what do I mean by decisioning capability? It's about A, forecasting your emissions, which are matching with your demand planning, your demand sensing from the environment. It's also about, once you have the forecast, you of course get your gaps, right, with respect to your current emissions and the forecast that you have. Then how can AI ML help you in identifying the specific recommendations that you can employ to reduce your emission and get closer to those net zero goals? So the system provides specific recommendations that can be taken in. So that's the second part in terms of applying AI ML predictive capabilities to identify programs and green projects that can get in to make the enterprise get closer to net zero goals. That's the second part. The third is the risk framework in terms of not just on the sustainability goals, but also how do we really integrate enterprise risk framework, both from a physical risk, transition risk that are arising out of climate, as well as the reputation risk, which is where the market is perceiving based on your actions, your announcements, and not just the enterprise's actions, but also the industry as a whole, how it is perceived in the market from a sustainability angle. So we bring them together as a complement to enterprise risk management framework to give a more holistic view of A, now we have the emission and sustainability data. B, we now have a decisioning capability to take action on some of the initiatives and improvements that we can do. C, we bring it together around a risk framework, which mitigates some of the climate risks that are emerging. And finally, the fourth leg is how do we bring it all together into a emission digital twin, where now I can simulate different conditions, be it a certain event like Suez Canal event that we had, or even demand planning, demand sensing that we talked about in terms of operational planning, or even in terms of how some of the sustainability announcements are impacting consumers and stakeholders. So we bring them together to provide a digital twin capability where you can model different scenarios, you can look into some of the what ifs, and then use that to select the right green projects optimize across your margins and costs, which gives a sort of a catalog of your green projects, which you can then monitor, take learning from the programs, and feed back into the closed loop decisioning of sustainability that I talked about. So we at IUX, we are looking into closing the loop for the sustainability programs for enterprises, starting with getting the data on the digital spine, automating the reporting and regulatory compliance. Third is bringing it with the in the risk framework as a complement to enterprise risk management. And fourth is, how do we really bring it together as a digital twin framework to allow us to simulate different scenarios, select the right green projects, applying advanced optimization techniques, and then finally take learning from the projects back into the sustainability planning. So this is how we are trying to make the journey simple with our customers. And so far with the programs that we have been running, we are seeing great results there.
Yeah, that's good. We follow digital twin a lot here at ARC, and I like this concept of digital twin for sustainability. Especially incorporating this with your AI and ML capabilities, I think what you're saying is that this allows the end users to prioritize where they want to spend their money most intelligently, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think a lot of companies struggle with where do we start first and what should we do, you know, and providing this predictive capability and the ability to do these what-if analyses is really going to be a crucial capability. So it's good to see that we're applying this digital concept to the world of sustainability. I noticed you had also mentioned some stuff previously about scope 1, 2, and 3 emissions. And we had talked about this before we got together for this. Scope 3 emissions are really the biggest challenge, I think, for a lot of end users today, because those are the supply chain emissions, right? It's not the emissions that are coming from your own company, but are coming from your partner companies. And I think you had mentioned that there are some things you can do to make this scope 3 emissions challenge a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, Larry, because that is the biggest problem. And although scope 3 emission profile varies by industries, there are some industries like services organizations where scope 3 is the biggest contributor, whereas for manufacturing, it's lesser than the service industry. But that's always a challenge for all. And the challenge lies, like you exactly said, the data being dispersed with the supplier organization. So the way we are working with our customers is we provide through IUX a common digital platform where suppliers can submit their emission data. And that can be embedded and merged with the enterprise emission calculation. So that is one aspect of the supplier data. But there's also additional sources of scope 3 emissions, like I just talked about, business travel, employee commute, and various aspects which, in a way, are difficult now for the enterprises to really get the data, get an accurate estimation of those areas. That's where we are working as well. In fact, in one of the cases, we are working in getting the view of business travel across long haul and short haul, and providing an insight when an employee is booking travel. There are a lot of airlines now publish in terms of the carbon score of the travel. So helping the employees making the right travel choices, where you can always select an airline based on their carbon footprint, and therefore start building a culture even within employees in terms of making the right choices. So these are some ways we are working around, not just on the supplier side, but also on the employee side towards scope 3. And getting to cases where can we really get to employee level carbon score, for example, and build a culture towards providing those nudges and engagement towards more sustainable and green choices. So that's the way we are addressing scope 3, not just from the supplier side, but also from the employee and other sources of scope 3 emissions.
Yeah, that's a really interesting dimension. It's not something you hear too much about. I mean, usually when we talk about scope 3, we're talking about, you know, other things other than employee travel. So that's a really interesting example. And I think what we've talked about here today addresses a lot of the challenges and requirements that end users face today. You know, we really do need a what I like to call a system of systems, right? Something that's capable of extracting data from different sources and different formats and putting it all together into a holistic environment where you can really understand the data and view the data in sort of a single pane of glass, as they say. But the real key, as you say, is closing the loop on this, right? How do we make decisions, Right. We don't want to just see what's happening. We want to be able to make actionable decisions based on what is happening, and those decisions to drive the business and make business safer and, you know, reduce carbon footprint, but also make business more profitable. Right. At the end of the day, that's what businesses need to be. So I think this is really a win-win situation here for companies. And I want to appreciate you for coming on with us today. Do you have any other resources or other information that people that are interested might be able to go check out, find out more about TCS
Absolutely.
and
So
IUX?
TCS.com, IUX is the link to go to. And there are tons of materials out there, what we are doing, some of the interesting features and functions that we are bringing together. So that is a good place to look up. Apart from that, of course, you can always reach out to our teams, and we would be most happy to discuss further on the work that we are doing there.
Well, that's great, Shuman. Thanks a lot for your time here today. We really appreciate your insights into this challenge and sustainability, and how we can use technology as an enabler to make more intelligent sustainability and business decisions based on this myriad of data that we have in the enterprise and bringing it all together. So I want to thank you again for joining us today, and we hope again to see you soon here on our ARC video podcast for sustainability.
Thank you so much, Larry. And as always, it was great talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks.